in the kingdom, young people are given the word of God and they impact their generation. Amen. Matter of fact, I mentioned Josiah sometimes when I give that example of young people being leaders because he was a king at 8. But Jesus was in the temple at 12. And there's nothing in the word that's there by accident. It shows us that Jesus at the age, the Bible say he grew in stature and in wisdom. And he was able to confound even those scholars in the temple. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord was on him. Our young people should be filled at the Holy Spirit with the Holy Spirit as soon as they can understand it. Amen. And know how to prophesy and all of that. So, amen, even in our future activations, amen, we're going to get them locked in to hearing the voice of God. Amen. 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 So, also, if you're a guest for the first time here, I believe there are gifts for our guests. We have something for you. So if you raise your hand, amen. If you're a first-time guest, thank God for you. Amen. Let's welcome all our guests. And amen. And we have a gift for you. We just want to honor you and thank you for being here. Let's thank God for our live stream community. Amen. Being with us. Thank God for you on this Labor Day weekend. I want a water. That's too small. Can I have a big boy water? Thank you. All right. It's okay to laugh in church. It's all right. Amen. You still saved. Amen. God still loves you. It's all good. We've been ministering on covenant. God takes covenant very serious. Matter of fact, God, thank you. God actually backs his word to us by his character, his name. He exalts his word above his name. And so God is serious about covenant. Covenant is not transactional, but covenant is relational. So we're going to continue that. Last week we ministered on the covenant of revelation, that which is uncovered, disclosed, made apparent, that which is announced, that which is on display, something that was formerly a mystery that God will give us to understand. How many know that God wants us to understand those hidden things, those secret things? He wants to give us innovation, ingenuity. Amen. He wants us to create something in the world, for the world. Amen. That's not in the earth. Amen. But everything is in his nature and in his, amen, will. So we're going to get into that. We're going to continue with that covenant of revelation. But before we go there, I just want to intro that. I wanted to let you know that Sunday, September 21st, we had talked about Sunday school. You know, that's the way we used to say it. But we're working with the name. Right now is Sunday morning. G to G Sunday morning discipleship intensive. G to G Sunday morning discipleship intensive from 9:45 to 10:20. 9:45 to 10:20 on Sunday, starting September 21st. And it could be, you know, like say if you have to work in the afternoons and you say, well, I don't have time for a whole service, but I can come to the intensive. Amen. We preached a series a while back that I am a Jesus witness. And I believe that was a word that God gave this house. And how do we become a Jesus witness? How do we become a witness? Not just in word, but also in deed. And so we're going to begin to unpack that and how you can be an effective, powerful, manifesting the power, the healing, the miracles that the worship team sung about today. Amen. To those who come across your path. So that's going to begin September 21st. Amen. And 9:45 to 10:20. Amen. Also, next week, we're going to announce our fast for the month of September. And so we'll be targeting that and laying that out to you. We will be fasting during the month of September. You'll see even more evidence why as we minister today's message. All right? All right. Good, good. Let's put our mission up. And then we'd read our declaration. Then we're going to read several scriptures. And the scriptures are the message. Sometimes you hear a scripture, then you just, you know, you park it down the street. The scriptures are going to be really a lot of the message. I want you to see something. All right, let's read our mission statement together. All right, ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
All right, let's go. We are a generation of builders, empowered by the anointing of manifold grace to make lasting impact on our generation. We're not seeking escape from the challenges of today, but we'll focus on reaching the need of the gospel. Individuals who once transformed will go on to impact their generations. We are committed to building strong foundations for youth, individuals, marriages, and families, shaping generational leaders from generation to generation. Welcome to Generation Ministries. Amen. Amen. We know you have to look over here. They're supposed to tear down a wall this week. Amen. They're going to start the process, push that wall back, and we got a whole new design coming on this back wall after that. Amen. So just hang tight. Amen. With us. It's coming. All right. Let's do our declaration. Let's read it together. Father, I thank you for the word. As I receive, meditate, and obey your word, I become the word. Then I can do what your word says I can do. I can have what your word says I can have. The power of your word impacts my family for 1,000 generations. Amen.
Amen.
We've been, I know my voice might be a little raspy. We've been praying all week about revelation and impact. And so I think I'm feeling that today. But amen. But nevertheless, thank God for everybody that's calling in. We had almost at times over 24-5 people calling in the prayer line Monday through Friday. Amen. So it's just been such a blessing. Okay, we're going to get into scriptures. Will you pray with me? Let's just pray for a moment here. Father, we bless you and we thank you. And we thank you for your presence here. And we thank you that Jesus is here. Because he's gathered when we gather, he's in the midst of us. And because Jesus is here, is powerful, is mighty, the atmosphere is charged, and we can come in with an expectation, Father, of what we need. Father, our needs will be met. Our soul will be satisfied. Bodies will be healed. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Father. And we give you glory. We extend our faith. We thank you for the spirit of revelation and, Father, insight. And you open our eyes. And you remove the calluses and the cataracts from our eyes. And we see beyond the flesh and beyond that which is temporal and beyond that which is carnal. We see, Father, behind the curtain. We see at the root of it, Father. And thank you that even as we press into the month of September, you cause those things to be open to us even the more. And you stir the prophetic gift in our lives. And you cause us to see your word like we've never seen it before. And we thank you, Father, that you're causing a hunger to come back to your people. A hunger for the deep things. A hunger, Father, for the hidden things. A hunger for the mysteries. And in Psalms 25:14, you said you reveal the secrets of your covenant to your friends. So we thank you that we are in relationship, covenant relationship with you. And you cause secrets to come to us and through us. And we praise you for that. Because in the spirit of the Lord, that spirit of revelation and insight rests upon our lives. It rests upon us now. And even as we minister, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that it will be stirred, ignited, in the name of Jesus, like a gas stove, amen, that catches on with the pilot. Let it be ignited in our hearts. We want to know beyond the surface what you're doing. And we thank you that we're children of the light. And so we walk in the light. And we do not walk in darkness. In Jesus' name. Come on, somebody say, I'm a child of the light. I do not walk in darkness. I do not walk in ignorance. The spirit of insight and revelation rest upon my life. I do not have to wonder about tomorrow. But the Lord gives me insight, foresight into my purpose. I see my family for generations to come. And I know what to do with the season and the time I'm in, because insight and revelation have been ignited in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for showing me your secrets. Thank you, Lord, for revealing your heart. In the name of Jesus, give Jesus a praise. I want you to read these scriptures with me. And then I'll announce the title, and I said I don't plan on being long, but sometimes that works opposite when you say it, so I won't say it. Let's go. First scripture. Let's read it together. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Amen. Amen. Next verse, the next scripture. Amen. Let's read it. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Proverbs 25:2. Let's go to the next one. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. How many kings we got in this place? Let's go next verse. I will give you what? Hidden treasures. How many want to find the hidden treasures? Let's read. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored, what? In secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. I'll give it to you just so you can be a testimony, just so you can tell somebody that God, that your father gave it to you and showed you where was that. Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Amen. Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Amen. The next verse is actually a song. I believe a song of Korah, I believe, and it's just an interesting, because this is sometimes how we feel. Let's read it. But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning, my prayers come before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? You ever felt that way? It's like, Lord, you know I'm going through stuff, and I ain't feeling you, I ain't hearing you. Let's go. The last verse we read, the last session, Daniel 10. Let's go. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3. What's wrong? It was supposed to be NIV. Okay, that's okay. Amen. I'll read it. Y'all be like, hold up. In those days, this is what it says. In those days, Daniel was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine to my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. I want to minister for a few moments on this thought. Found in the seek. Found in the seek. Can you say that with me? Found in the seek. Turn to somebody and tell them, found in the seek. Found in the seek. Found in the seek. Found in the seek. When I was young, back in the day, we would get together. Kids, we didn't have computers and all the gaming in the house that they have today. We played outside. We rode bicycles. We played football in the street. Tackle. Cement. That's how we rode. And if you got hit on that cement, amen, just thank God your head didn't hit the curb. You got back up, dust yourself off, and play some more. We played a game called hide and seek. Now, y'all know the game. You turn to the wall, you count to whatever, 20, 50, you give people a chance to hide. Some people were terrible hiders. I mean, you found them. I mean, they would be like, you don't see me, you don't see me. I mean, it's my God, you know, it was just terrible. No effort in the game at all. But then, there were those people, amen, who would almost transform themselves into the background. They would stop breathing. Amen. They were determined. I remember one time I was hiding in a closet. I was young, you know, kids. And I was in the closet with a friend of mine, this young girl. We was hiding in the closet. And she said, you want a kiss? I'm like, no, I want a kiss. We playing hide and seek. Would you please focus on this? This ain't the kissing game. This is hide and seek. Amen. So the person that's seeking had to really be good to those people who took the game so serious. Eventually, either the seeker gives up or the hider gives up. But when the seeker doesn't give up, he finds everyone in the seek. That's the posture of the believer. You know, we want everything laid out before us. We want all the answers on the table. We want the spotlight on our purpose, our destiny, solutions to our problems, our marriages, our children. Just lay it all out there. I don't want to play hide and seek. I don't want to go through the effort of having to search and seek and look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. I don't want to do that. But the scriptures that we read, we see that God is a master hider. It's not that He doesn't want us to find him. It's not that he doesn't want us to find the answer. It's not that he doesn't want to give us the solution. One of the scriptures we read is, call upon me and I'll answer you and I'll just show you, announce to you, put it on display, amen, to you great and mighty things that you don't even know. Matter of fact, I'll give you things, I'll show you things you didn't know. In other words, I'll give you things you didn't even ask for in the search. God is such a God that if you seek him, not only do you get the answer, but you get, amen, you get the strength to carry through, you get the grace to endure, and then you get the bounty and the increase and the enlargement. But you don't get it without effort. You don't get it without the seek. Because insight is found in the seek. Revelation is found in the seek. Answers are found in the seek. Solutions are found in the seek. Innovation is found. It's found in the seek. I was wondering, and I said, well, Lord, Daniel saw all these visions and had all these revelations. Daniel, amen, he was so tough in revelation and insight that the king got all the magicians together and all the astrologers, and he said, listen, I got this dream. It's troubling me. But I know you guys going to speak something good over it or whatever and give me some generic prophecy. I don't want no generic prophecy. This past Tuesday, we had a visitor come to the church in coffee and conversation. We prophesied, Prophet Ebony and I, we prophesied to her about a book and didn't know her. She only had visited the second time. And then after we gave her the word, she says, you know what? I've been working on a book for the last 2 years. Amen. If you're going to give me a word, we are graduated from generic prophecies. I challenge all the prophetic people in this house. We move from the generic. Well, the Lord love you, and he's going to take you high. I see you going higher. He's going to take you higher. I see really high. You real high. You up there. You just high. You looking down. You so high. I mean, my God, you high like the eagle. The eagle flies, and you flying with the eagle because you just up there with the eagle because you so high. And the Lord said, he's taking you high. When you got something going on in your home, amen, you want something more than that. Amen. You want God to speak to you about your children and your business, amen, and where you at. You want God just to give you a word. Yes, yes. Come on, tell somebody, move beyond the generics. Move, graduate beyond the generic. If you can't get anything, if you're at a generic level, you need to seek because, amen, accuracy and precision is found in the seek. I enjoy worship service today. You can't just get up here and sing any song. Every song is not what heaven is echoing over the house. Amen. You got to find your song set. And thing, I appreciate this team. This team is diligent, consistent, amen. And they pursue, amen, what God is singing and saying over this house. Amen. So thank God for them. Amen. I think we're going to sing these top 10 hits. This will get them. Amen. And all this. Amen. Then we're going to end it with this one. Amen. First, you got to take them down. Let them know how miserable they are. And then we're going to build them up on hope. Worship, accuracy, and encounters are not on the top 10. They're found in the seek. So here's Daniel. He gives, man, he's tough. He says, King, listen, king is ready to kill the people because the magicians and all, because they can't tell him the dream. He said, y'all got to tell the dream and then interpret it. They said, King, can't nobody tell you what you dreamed and then interpret it. King, come on. I mean, come on. Let's be for real. He said, get the guillotine ready and get the let's go. Line them up. You know what people in the world are looking for? They're not looking for people who just talking the talk. They're looking for real demonstration. Young people, God will give you a dream that's so accurate in the Holy Ghost. Amen. It'll be what's on the person's heart. You telling it to a classmate. Daniel said, don't kill him. Oh, you know, don't kill him, King. Amen. I'm going to pray to the God. Who's the God? I'm going to pray to God. Why? Because he's the keeper of secrets. So we're gonna find your dream and the interpretation. We're going to see God for it. Yes. Daniel came and he told that. He said, wow. He gave him the dream and the interpretation. Even the king had to worship Daniel's God. In chapter 4, he gave Nebuchadnezzar the interpretation of his dream. When he had a dream about a tree, and the tree was, amen, was all interesting, and Daniel was kind of disturbed by the tree because the tree was actually the king. The king would lose his mind for a season. He said, King, I'll tell you. He said, listen, King said, listen, Daniel, tell me the dream. Don't worry about it. He said, you are the tree. We don't want to hear that kind of prophecy. You are the tree. Lord gonna bring humility in your life. But if you're gonna honor revelation and insight, you have to honor the truth of what God is saying. You will say it in love, but you need to tell the truth. So Daniel gets this. He gets in chapter 5, chapter 7 of Daniel, even chapter 8, Gabriel speaks to him himself. Gabriel, he's got Micah in chapter 10, Gabriel in chapter 8. Amen. But here's the interesting thing. In chapter 10, he gets a vision that disturbs him that he doesn't get the answer. Now, all these other times, I even get the king's dream and the interpretation. I get all these other interpretations, but now I get a dream, I don't get the interpretation. What's up with that? We talked about charisma and character on Tuesday. Great discussion in Coffee and Conversation about charisma and character. And how charisma is the gifts, what you see. Character is the fruits of the Spirit. Charisma is the gifts of the Spirit. You need both. And we tend, some of us tend, to lean toward one or the other. Either we're character people or we're charisma people. Now, personally, I'm a character person. You come to me, tell me you're apostle, prophet, master. It doesn't matter if you're not treating your wife right or your kids right. You ain't carrying no weight with me. I ain't saying you need to go, amen, and apostle your home, amen, and pay your bills and take care of that woman and those kids. I don't care how much charisma you got. Amen. For some people, they're charisma people. I mean, there was an, I'm not going to go into it. There's an incident on the news. Amen. All these people, amen, following somebody for charisma. I warned people about this individual 13 years ago. My wife and I did. Millions of dollars. I said, my Lord, I love my wife, my kid. I said, can I get 100 of those people? Can we get like just, I mean, real, honestly. Okay, amen, I'm getting the look. Amen, Pastor Gail, give me a look. Okay, I'm going to get back here. I'm almost done. Woo, Jesus. Amen. You have to be careful. Here's how I see charisma and character. And we'll link it into what Daniel had to do. All right. Charisma is like icing on a cake. Decorative icing. You ever see people who can really work a cake? And if it's your birthday, amen, or you going on a cruise, they'd take that icing and all that and make a cruise ship and with people all in it. And it's just a wonderful display. The charisma is the icing. It's the sweetness you see on the surface. But the character is in the cake. Because regardless of how pretty it is, that cake better taste like something. You say, my God, it was a pretty cake, but we should have frozen it and kept it like that because it sure was nasty. Believers who have the fruits and the gifts have the sweetness on the outside, but they also have the fruits on the inside, so even when you experience it, it's pleasant all the way through. They're the icing and the cake. Made me think about what Jesus, when God said, oh, taste and see. He said, God says, I'm good externally and I'm good internally. I'm good all the way through. So Daniel gets this vision. And he can't interpret it. When you flow in charisma and things come easy to a point, you hear the voice of the Lord to a certain point. You get answers to prayers to a certain point. I want you to hear me because this is where we are. You go so far, and it seems as though what was coming easy now has taken a step back. It's not so easy. Like, what's going on? He said, I prayed before and I got the answer. I prophesied before and it was accurate. I didn't have this, the grace of God was upon my life, but now it seems I'm stuck. I had charisma to this point, but now I'm stuck. You know what God is doing? He's going beyond how you function on the amen surface, and he's testing and pulling on your character. He's pulling on your heart, because this is what we do. This is what we do. When the quick prayer and the desire for a speedy answer doesn't happen, either you resort to your own understanding, which is character. You work it out yourself, which is character. You go get a loan at 39% interest, which is character. Or you turn your heart to God and find him in the seat. Because that's really what tests you. You can flow in grace and mercy and kindness and work with that. But then when the thing happens there where it doesn't come and the solution is not there, it's going to demand, it's going to show you what's in you. Daniel fasted. His response was to shut it down. You don't get what you're looking for God for, what is your response? When things haven't been working out the way you thought they should work out, what is your response? That is a reflection of who you are. I'm tired of waiting on a man. I'm just tired. With this one here, he like 30% there, 30%. I'll just take the 30, because 30 is better than zero. I'd rather have 30 of something than zero of nothing. It was an opportunity to find God in the seek, to get his mind. to get his wisdom. But see, too many Christians, I know none of you all, too many Christians are carnal. See, we got the look, we got the sweetness externally, we got the gifts, we got the presentation, we got the smile, we even got the Christian hug. We got the icing. We got the icing. But then when we're tested, what is our response? See, I don't want to play hide and seek. I don't want to play hide and seek. I want the immediate. I don't want to play that. There's times in which, you know, it just stops. And you know what happened? God is saying, listen, you've gone through this measure of growth, and I've done this in your life. And you've seen my goodness in this, and you've seen my blessing in this, and you've seen my insight in this level, and you've seen my revelation this far. But you know what God wants? God said, I want you to pursue my heart, because what I need to show you next, I need to develop your character. Because it's not just about getting a solution. It's in the seek that God refines your character as you're pursuing that next insight and that next answer and that next solution. Sometimes God just wants to, he just wants you to see how you respond. He knows how you're going to respond, but he wants to show you how you respond to difficulties. And when you don't see and you don't get the answer, he wants you to see your response. I'm so discouraged, I ain't even going to go to church today. That's the message you need right there. That's the message you need. That's the message you need. That's the fellowship you need right there on that Sunday. Right there. That's what you need. But you stay home. I got discouraged. I just didn't want to be bothered with the saints. I'm tired of the saints. I'm going to sit in my room by myself. You ain't finding them in the seat. In a room by yourself, having your own personal pity party. A believer that walks by faith and not by sight, when they're faced with something unique or something that, you know, that was easy, but has become difficult, a spiritual believer says, you know what? I turn my face toward God, because this is found in the seek. That's the solution. Because God, you have all wisdom. You have all insight. You have all understanding. So I'm not going to be arguing with people. I'm not going to resort to my carnal ways. Father, I turn my face toward you, because this is found in the seek. It's found in the seek. Come on, tell somebody, it's found in the seek. He didn't say, well, Lord, okay, you showed me the King's ring, you showed me this, you did all this. Okay, I'm going to give you a one-day fast. I'll give you the 3 o'clock, midnight, 3 o'clock. No. Daniel said, I'm going to fast till I get an answer. I'm going to fast till I get an answer. Because this, you know what? This is my daily bread. Yes. Revelation and insight. The voice of God in my life. That's my daily bread. Being led of his spirit. That's my daily bread. Keeping my spirit keen and my ear keen and my eyes keen. That's my daily bread. Amen. So it's worth more than my daily food. It's worth more than the pleasures of my flesh. I've got to stay connected, and I've got to be willing when God is hiding, when he decides it's the glory of him to conceal a thing from me. It's my honor. It's my honor and my privilege to search it out. I'll posture my heart. because I want that more than I want the Big Mac and the fish and chips. I want his heart. I want his heart. We find him in the seek. It's found in the seek. He said, Lord, say, if you seek me, you'll find me. If you search me with all your heart. If you come after me, you'll find me. You'll find that next level. You'll find that next place. You'll find that solution. You'll find me. You'll find. If you, this is what the Word of God said. He said, you seek me, you will find me. He says, if you ask, it'll be given. If you seek, you shall find. If you knock, the door will be open to you. Without a doubt. But I'm found in the posture of the seek. Found in the seek. Our character, our hearts toward God. He's not our good luck charm. He's not our get out of trouble, amen, card. He is our Father, and we find him in the seek. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand. So we'll have the details of the fast next week. Because sometimes you could just go around, around, and around, just looking for that solution, using the same methods, as opposed to shut it down. Turn off Instagram, turn off TikTok, turn off Facebook, turn off TV, turn off sports, turn it off, shut down the friends that speak in carnal, you shut down the divorced people speaking over your marriage, shut down the people, amen, who haven't been able to save a dollar speaking over your finance, shut it all down. And said, Father, I'm going to seek you because you're found. And you know what I just saw this. It's not the thing we pursue. It's him. Isn't that great? It's not like I'm trying to figure out this issue in business, so I'm seeking after the issue of business. It's him I'm after. See, if everything else goes away, as long as I got him, as long as I got my Father, God with me. But you see, then in him, all solutions lie. In him, all answers reside. In him, all clarity is given. So it's not the thing you're pursuing. It's God you're pursuing. In him, all blessings dwell. We find him in the seek. He's found in the seek. He's found in the seek. He's found in the seek. Oh God, you're found in the seek. You're found in the seek. Just lay aside that carnal stuff, shut everything down, and seek him. Father, help us, Lord. We've all, Father, just gotten off course thinking we can solve issues. And Father, sometimes it works. Sometimes it works temporarily. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it takes so much toil, and you haven't called us to toil. Father, you called us to be blessed, not to toil. And so, Father, we don't pursue our carnal and our intellect for solutions that are found in you. We realize, Lord, that they're found. Pray with me. They're found in the seek. The answers are found in you. The blessings are found in you. In the name of Jesus. So as opposed to responding like we responded in the past, we turn our hearts towards you. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God. I feel that so heavy in this place. I feel like that's addressing some concerns of the heart that you've been waiting on God, and you've been frustrated because you haven't gotten the answer, and what worked in the past has not worked now. It's like the voice of the Lord is dried up. Amen. It's like God has stepped back. Amen. It's not that. God is just, amen, he's just placing, amen, and developing your character, amen, and showing you how to pursue him. Some people don't even know how to pursue God. Some people don't even know, what does this mean, found in the seek? What does that mean? That means, you know, set your time, amen, your amusement aside, set your entertainment aside, amen, spend time in your word, spend time fasting, spend time praying, amen, the prayers you know how to pray. You don't have to be saved for 10 years, amen, to find God and to seek. You could be born again today and pursue him. Amen. It means have an affection for God. And realize he is your source, he is your solution, he is your answer. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, let's worship him. I'm going to worship him. Father, we give up our ways, our go-to responses, that are emotional, that are logical, that are make sense to us. We lean not to our own understanding. We turn our hearts toward you, Father, because it's found in the seek. Oh God, oh God. Oh, if you'd open your hearts in this moment to him, he's going to flood you with light. Oh, my God, if you'd open your hearts to him. Oh, God, the hunger's coming back if you open your hearts to him. The desire's coming back. If you open your hearts to him, the frustration is being broken and peace is coming because now you've set your heart to seek the Lord. Come on and worship him with your heart, people of God. Not with the icing on the cake, the external, but with your heart. Come on and worship him. Oh. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Come on and cry out to him. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God, oh God. We set our hearts to seek you. Oh God, oh God. We set our hearts to seek you. Oh God, oh God, we set our will to seek you. Oh God, oh God, we set our eyes to seek you. We turn our hearts to you. We turn our hearts to you. You're the answer. You're the problem solver. We turn our hearts to you. You know where we are. We turn our hearts to you. You're the God of revelation and insight. You're found in the seek. You're found in the seek. Truth is found in the seek. Revelation is found in the seek. Insight is found in the seek. Is found as we seek you. So we declare, Father, today that we will seek the Lord. 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 Come on, somebody personalize it. I will seek him. I will seek him. Come on and say it with me. I will seek him. I will seek him. I will seek him. I will seek him. Can you say it with me? I will seek him. I will seek him. I will seek him in the morning.
I will seek him
in the afternoon.
I will seek him
in the evening.
I will seek him
on Monday.
I will seek him
on Tuesday and Wednesday.
I will seek him
on Thursday and Friday.
I will seek him
on Saturday and Sunday. I turn my heart away from that which is carnal. Oh God, I will, I will.
I will,
I will. The God of all power and all might. The God of all wisdom and understanding. The God of goodness. The God of mercy.
I will seek him.
The kind and compassionate God.
I will seek him.
The forgiving God.
I will seek him.
Oh yes, oh yes.
I will seek him.
I tell my heart.
I will seek him. I will seek him.
Oh God, oh God, oh God. Just keep that going, keep that going. There's someone in the room. You said, looks like God has stepped back from me. It's like, it's, and I like that Psalms. Can you put up that verse, that Psalms, I believe is 80, was it 88? Yes, 88, 13 and 14. You feel like this verse, Lord. But I cry to you, Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, do you reject me or hide your face from me? Do you feel like God is hidden his face from you? You're not hearing him. God, where are you? If that's you, I invite you to this altar. Don't let pride keep you from the altar. In the name of Jesus. I will
seek him.
Oh yes, oh yes.
I